because this does not look...
Oh, yeah, that's close.
They're just like, no.
So we're just,
we don't need this anymore, because now that I'm on the 80,
yeah,
it stays in the city, that's
okay.
Fine. Yeah, protests.
Yeah.
That's a thing that's happening right now.
Yeah, that's... We can't do the thing that they're telling us to do.
Yeah, that's fine. We're on the 80. It's simple.
Yeah, yeah.
Just means they'll have to pay for the toll, but it's fine.
Do they even put people in the booth on this bridge
they
anymore?
They do. They still do.
Okay.
This is still a people booth.
Okay. Cops here too. There's probably preventing people from getting. Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck they're doing?
They're definitely diverting stuff in a lot of different
that
ways.
That car's not moving at all.
Yeah. Interesting.
Well, that was a fun, quick trip to Oakland.
Yeah. Dropping Jared off at home.
Made it out unscathed.
Yeah.
A lot of cop cars.
Well, yeah, they were everywhere. Like, you could see them from across the goddamn bay.
Yeah. This might be the first time I've been over the new Bay Bridge here.
It's nice.
Yeah,
it's a lot nicer than the old one.
Bridge. Come on, Florida.
That car seems good. Oh, it's like that, huh?
Guy's like not paying the toll and they're writing down his license plate number and stuff.
Seems like it.
Don't shift to the reverse here.
Yeah. Not a good idea.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it because there's no car behind me, but that just seems like a poor plan.
This guy's got a hell of a limp on him.
Mm-hmm.
Drive through and let the camera photos do the work.
You know, I don't know if they have all that stuff set up here the way they have on the Golden Gate.
No, I mean just for, yeah, maybe not. You probably just get a ticket, not a hey, pay the toll.
This is fun.
Yeah, no, I'm having a good time. This guy's ready.
Mm-hmm. Why is he giving him money? What is happening? Did he just buy drugs? What is taking place here?
I
am so confused about what just happened.
You gave the guy a 50 for a $4 toll, and now he's going to do the exact same thing.
Oh, so that's what happened. Okay. Well, I had no smaller bills, so that
okay,
was...
Fair enough. Neither do I.
20, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 46.
Thank you. Well, that was more of an ordeal than I had hoped.
Yeah.
You know what happens when I give people a $50 bill at the New York tolls? Yeah. They deep sigh, and then they just give me money. That's it. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's the whole show. I don't know, man.
I never deal in 50s.
I try not to, but my bank, unfortunately, their ATM tends to give them to me.
That's terrible. Why would they do that? Everything gives out 20s.
Anytime you take out more than $100, they do that.
Weird.
Jeff.
That was a long day. About 12 hours?
Roughly.
One more. Ate a sandwich somewhere in the middle there.
At least 10 of which were spent podcasting.
Yeah. I think you're right.
That's it. I think we recorded a very good episode of the Power Bombcast. I think the regular Bombcast was good. We got our deliberations done.
We're done podcasting, at least.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff we got to do tomorrow.
The actual podcasting is done.
Bridge fancy.
It is. I also like how you can see that they're like part, they're in the process of dismantling the other one.
Right.
There's just like part of a bridge there.
I'm impressed. It's all lit up. It's
nice.
It's cool looking.
Better than that old rickety piece of shit that was there before.
Yeah.
That was a bad bridge.
Yeah, it was not a great bridge.
Still get to go through the TI here.
Yeah, let's just go to Treasure Island. Just
go hang out here.
Sleep in this car on Treasure Island somewhere.
Too bad Chris no longer lives there.
Yeah. And at least we didn't get caught up in a bunch of weird protest and traffic and stuff.
Yeah, we managed to go safe about that.
That would have made me really sad.
Yeah, if it had taken us 2 hours to get home, I feel like you would have just started crying.
That's probably true.
Would not have blamed you.
Jeeps and cash.
My two favorite things.
That's what we got. That's what this billboard says. Oh, it's the casino. It's the fucking Rudder Park Casino. That's what they got. Jeeps and cash.
My parents have been trying to get me to go there to have a meal in one of the restaurants there.
Yeah.
And I keep telling them they're crazy.
So there are, like, expensive places there.
Right.
I don't know if they're any good or not, but, like, there's a steak house that...
Yeah. That was, like, one of the places they suggested. They said also the Chinese restaurant that's in there is good.
I hear that they are good places, but fucking overpriced for what you get.
Sure, because you're eating in a goddamn casino.
My understanding is that casinos are supposed to be like a fucking dollar, because they want you to gamble.
Well, in this case, they apparently believe that they are a little more hoity-toity.
Yeah, I guess by not having a lot of competition of other casinos around there,
the casino is where you go to dine classily. I have not been inside that casino at all yet.
Me neither.
It seemed big the one time I drove by it.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like a large... Seems like a good place.
Had any meaningful impact on anything other than, like, traffic and stuff?
Oh, the casino?
Yeah.
Not really. The opening weekend was nuts, but it kind of died down.
Right.
GG Burr.
I'm sorry, what?
The GG Burr.
Burr. Burr. I don't know. Yeah.
That's what the sign says.
Oh, right, yes. GG Burr. That's a bridge.
Burr. Burr. I fucking hate the billboards in this fucking city.
They're mostly bad.
It's fucking like iPhone ads and cloud shit.
And, like, recruiting companies for tech companies.
Like, multiple billboards for Braintree, the fucking, like, payment solution that we use. Like, the... Integrate us into your fucking web shit, because that's all you're building, San Francisco. Nothing here is real.
Yeah, technology has kind of ruined everything. Is my takeaway.
San Francisco's smart, effective leaders... Alice B. Toklas... What? Vote with pride on November 4th for Scott Wiener.
That is a man who looks like his name.
Hey, what's up, guys?
I'm Scott Wiener.
Alice B. Toklas Democratic Club.
Let me tell you about the Democratic Party.
Vote the Natural Law Party. That guy's into yogic flyers and bubbling bliss.
Oh god, I'd forgotten about the Natural Law Party. The yogic flyers. Oh. I want to say my mom knew someone that was involved with the Natural Law Party at one point.
That seems likely.
Yeah. Ah, you know, she's a... old hippie.
Yeah.
You come across those people.
Yeah.
Thank you. we take some bridge questions here in a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a little ways to the bridge here. Yeah. But we could just as easily take some Van Ness questions.
We could do that.
Or even some Lombard questions.
Van Ness is like a bridge.
Yeah, it's a bridge to the bridge.
Building bridges, Jeff.
Oh, yeah, that's what I do.
Destiny.
Destiny's building, yes, building bridges. Holograms, building bridges.
So I did not watch that music video.
It's...
Is it bad?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a great song, and then it's...
Well, I mean, on top of it being a bad song.
It's holographic Paul McCartney singing a song to Destiny Guardians.
Oh.
Who are laying there, watching.
Oh, boy. Alright. Well, that sounds bad.
It's not good.
I mean, the song's not good, so that... I guess that track, so that is worse than I figured the concept for that would be.
Hey, Alex, why do people like that Guardians of the Galaxy movie?
Because it's a superhero movie that is the slightest bit irreverent, and that is, in a weird way, sort of a godsend compared to a lot of the other shit out there that isn't Iron Man.
I enjoyed it. I just saw it
recently. It's a likable movie.
I like it because it didn't, you know, like, I didn't have to fucking sit here and, like, it didn't feel like it was being drilled into my fucking face every 5 minutes that, like, by the way, this is a comic book movie!
Yeah. It was just like a weird, goofy space opera.
Yeah, like the only... like it in some ways kind of reminded me of The Fifth Element.
Sure, yes.
It wasn't until they got to the whole, like, Infinity Gem things, and then I remember that that was in that Marvel Superheroes fighting game.
Yeah.
That it was like, oh, right, fucking comic book bullshit.
I love that that's your context for it. Like, that's what you know Infinity Gems from.
Yeah. Maximum Spider.
I have never liked Infinity Gems. I know that that storyline is considered one of the most, like, beloved things in all the Marvel Universe, and I just never cared. I feel like we talked about this last week or something.
Is it beloved? I don't really know anything about it.
It is a fairly all-encompassing, large thing that they did, and it was very popular. Like, they didn't pick this stuff by accident. Like, this is them dipping into some of their more popular material. Huh. That was just not the corner of the Marvel Universe I was into at that point. I was just reading a lot of X-Men comics at that point.
Because you're edgy, man. You're fucking dark.
No, I just liked X-Men. I just liked... like, I liked the animated series that was around the time. Yeah. I feel like that was on. That game, that arcade game was out. That was some shit that I liked. Nah, man. If you wanted the edgy stuff at that point, you were reading Image Comics. You were reading, like, Youngblood. And Pit.
Yeah.
That was the hard shit. I was way into the max. I actually did watch the max. I don't know if I could now, but I did that.
Let's have a long conversation about Aeon Flux.
Fuck yeah, bro. Liquid Television. Whatever, man. Liquid Television had more of an impact on my childhood than I would even care to admit.
I didn't really watch it, so I don't know what else was on other than Aeon Flux. I know that was like a big... that was kind of the one standout thing.
Sort of Beavis and Butthead started.
Okay.
And it was a lot of just like really weird shit.
Yeah.
Other than that.
I was only interested in Syphil and Ollie.
Sure.
Have you watched any of the Foo Fighters HBO miniseries?
I watched a little bit. I sort of appreciate what they're going for, but there's a little bit too much of an undercurrent of the Foo Fighters being way up their own ass in that show for me to really like it. Mm. It's the same problem I had with that movie, that documentary they did a while ago. It was the... Sound City or something. It was about that studio in L.A. that, like, a million bands went through and they, like, recorded Nevermind in. Which was really great up to a point until it essentially became about Dave Grohl just wanting to play with bands in that studio or whatever. I remember what it was. The whole end of that movie was he bought the mixing board, which was this crazy custom mixing board. It was really cool, but he bought it. And then the whole end of that movie is just him jamming with, like, Paul fucking McCartney using that mixing board. And it just feels like they just sort of diverted from it being about that studio to it being about how fucking Dave Grohl rescued that mixing board. And it got weird.
Hmm. Weird.
The documentary up to that point was really interesting.
Hmm. I don't have an interest in Dave Grohl.
I've always been pretty okay with him, but there was a thing I read recently that was very true. Nothing about his whole shtick, really, in the last several years has really been all that interesting. Like, he's written some good songs. I like a lot of Foo Fighters songs. But, like, when you see him, like, do, like, live concert footage, he never has anything to talk about.
Yeah.
It's just him talking about, yeah, man, we're gonna play some rock and roll, because that's, you know, nobody's doing that anymore, man. It's, you know, fucking rock, bro. Anyway, rock! And then just, like, that's all of his banter.
I mean, that to me describes the Foo Fighters catalog, you know?
Sure.
Just like, fuck you, we're gonna play this rock song, and I'm gonna sit there and go, like, I don't want to hear this, Dave Grohl.
Yeah. It's fine, because, like, I feel like they do write good songs. I'm not interested in them as people at all. And I do feel like Dave Grohl did sort of luck into a massive career following Nirvana to a certain degree.
Sure.
You know, where's Chris Novoselic right now?
Nursing that head wound.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, yeah, there are some good Foo Fighters songs.
There are lots of good Foo Fighters songs. Color in the Shape's a good record. It's a great one, even.
I find them to be... I don't know. I'm really passionless about them, and I feel like they are too.
Yeah. Like, I think that's the thing Pat Smear just does when, you know, he has nothing else going on. It's like, well, I can just kind of fall back into this band now if I feel like it.
Yeah.
It's like, whatever, I'm glad to see Pat Smear working, but, you know. I also feel like it's sort of telling that they were the band that by far had the most songs in all of Rock Band.
Mm.
Like, it was almost sort of embarrassing how many fucking Foo Fighters songs there were by the end of it.
Gaspar says, Dave Grohl is oblivious but still means well. Wayne Coyne, now there's a guy who turned out to be a dickhole.
Yeah, what
really
happened with him?
He's the
Flaming Lips guy.
Did he turn out to be...
I'm trying to remember
dick?
What
I don't know.
Happened with him. I remember reading something that, like, perception of him had soured in a real heavy way, but I'm not actually sure what happened.
Huh.
I want to say, like, his wife or girlfriend or something was doing something kind of horrible. I don't know. I can't really remember. Maybe someone in the chat can enlighten us. What happened with Wayne Coyne?
Yeah, we don't know.
Like, I was never a huge Flaming Lips fan, so I don't really have any great perception of, like, what that dude was like versus now. But I remember reading some stuff about his name popping up a lot lately. Dave Grohl does seem to mean well, though. I agree with that. Nothing about
he seems
him.
Harmless.
Yeah, just, there's nothing malicious, like, whatever. About him at all.
He's doing his thing and whatever.
He's just a dude. He's a total dude. Has anyone explained what happened yet?
Released video of Erykah Badu's sister for a video without her okay. Also, he hangs out with Amanda Palmer a lot. I mean,
none of that sounds like. I don't know what the Erykah Badu thing was.
I don't know
was,
anything about that.
I mean, a lot of weird people hang out with Amanda Palmer, so I don't know. I don't necessarily call that like an immediate like judgment of character just because you know her. Understood the whole Amanda Palmer thing. All I get from her is that she's just a weird artist chick who seems sort of oblivious about a lot of things.
Yeah.
I know she's written a lot of weird poetry.
Yeah, I feel like at one point I was like, okay, well, I should, like, I'm gonna seek out some Amanda Palmer stuff and see what the hell. What the hell's going on? Like, why are people... Why does she keep coming up?
Right.
And I was like, oh, I don't...
She seems odd.
This all seems misplaced.
Yeah. Yes, that is the exact way to describe it. Is every effort she seems to make seems terribly misplaced.
Harmonix Amplitude.
Yeah, pretty much. Rock Band 4.
Rock Band 5.
Rock Bands Until You Die.
Rock Band Pearl Jam.
I don't know. The word I heard coming out of that PSX thing was that people seem to like that new take on Amplitude.
Yeah.
So that's at least encouraging. I don't know. It's like, I liked Fantasia, but it seems like that game tanked horribly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think they got paid for it regardless from Disney, so I don't know that that's necessarily... I'm sure there's probably extra money if it sold well.
Right. But they probably... I imagine that, like, they were hoping it would have done more than it did, because, you know, Dance Central... I don't know how that went. I heard, didn't they get like bugs in it or something, like crash bugs or whatever?
You know, at launch there was something going on where it wasn't working properly due to some icon size thing. But that, I think, got fixed almost immediately.
Okay.
Dance Central worked. Like, I'll say that about it. Like,
I know you had trouble with it in previous iterations.
Yeah, like, I was able to play it in my bedroom, which didn't have a lot of open floor space. You know, like, it surprised me. The quality of the Kinect experience in such a tight space was surprising to me, considering how it went on the 360.
And so I messed around with the City Sleeps a little bit, and it seemed neat, but I can't imagine that game did, like, gangbusters for them or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
I imagine we'll never hear about Corolla again.
Sure, yeah, I can't imagine that'll come up.
I did play a little bit of that Record Run game they put out earlier this year.
Yeah, I played some of that.
It's not great.
Not thought the idea was sound.
Yeah, the idea of making a game around your own music that you have on your phone is a good one. I just don't think the one they made was that great. So yeah, Amplitude, and then whatever else maybe they're working on.
The Axe 2.
God, I hope so. They're working on a new PlayStation Eye game.
Yeah.
What was the one they did?
Anti-Grav.
That's right. I still think to this day they're only, like, strictly non-music game. I mean, I don't know how I qualify as City Sleeps under any of that, but...
Oh, there are musical elements to a City Sleeps.
Yeah. It definitely doesn't seem like it's the main focus of that game, though. I don't know. I just that's the question I have, is can that studio survive as a music-focused studio?
Right.
I mean, there's a part of me that very much would say I hope so, but I'm not so certain these days.
Full-time video game wrestling promoters. Yeah, that's probably...
If they can find a way to make money from that, sure, but... You know, when they start charging for those events, they know who brings in the bucks.
Yep.
Me.
What?
The wolf.
No, that's... My client, Dr. Tracksuit, is a main attraction.
Who's got the strap right now?
Dr. Tracksuit would very much like to have it, but he doesn't need it. Mm-hmm. People come to pay to see him regardless. Also, their insurance often covers a visit to him, so, you know, it's easier to see him and easier for him to make money than it might be for some of you other guys. That's a good point. Plus, when you have the belt, you draw a lot of attention at the airport, and that's really something that Dr. Traxton can't afford.
That's true.
To have, so.
You can't have TSA checking through bags and stuff. How does Dr. Traxton feel about drugs money more or less taking his gimmick?
I haven't asked him how he feels about that. We are communicating via... post these days. For a while, we were placing classified ads for each other.
Right.
Coded phrases.
Well, just let him know he'll probably need to be in Boston come March time or so.
Oh, he's aware. He's aware.
All right.
Bugs Bunny attempt to talk like Bugs Bunny?
He has a real weird cartoon voice, but he does not sound like Bugs Bunny.
Okay.
He honestly sounds a little bit more like the judge from Who Framed Roger Rabbit at the end. He's got that weird kind of high-pitched squeal crazy voice.
Yeah, okay. Dr. Tracksuit take bumps. Are you kidding? Dr. Tracksuit does bumps all day long.
No, I think they mean like physical, like hitting your back on stuff.
Oh, yeah, probably. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, not that other kind of bump.
Seeing some descriptions of this music video for this song, which I've never, did not know existed.
I haven't either.
It says it sounds like it is Drake with an MP5 wasting Russians, trying to save his girl.
So it's basically just him living out a fucking Call of Duty scene.
It's Drake saving his girl from gangsters and a white guy betrays him. And like they use the old GoldenEye sounds for guns. Man, that sounds good.
Yeah, actually sounds alright. I don't think I've ever seen a Drake music video, ever. I don't watch a lot of music videos these days.
Like Young Money video that I saw real early on. Like they're in some house or something. I don't know. Lil Wayne was out on Twitter saying that he wanted off of Young Money. The Carter 5 is done, but Young Money, the label won't release it.
Hashtag yet.
Free Little Wayne. I'm just holding out for a new BG album. No.
That didn't seem likely.
No. Lil Wayne sounds badass. Little Wayne sounds like my sister's son. I'm gonna argue that neither of them sound badass.
Yeah.
Hey there, Lil Weezy. Where's my Wheezy F baby? Here's my rapping friend, Tiny Wayne. I got into my leftover Chinese food last night.
Oh, shit. What place do you get from in Petaluma?
Lately, I've been going to City Chopsticks. Which is fun, because when you call, the guy picks up the phone and says, "Hello, shitty chopsticks."
I see what's going on there.
Also, the food is good. Solid.
Yeah.
It's nice. You guys are driving slow, just like Paul Wall told you to do.
He's really dropping Paul Wall references in 2014.
It's about time. It's about time we had a serious conversation about Paul Wall.
I have always been serious about Paul Wall.
Chinatown is decent.
I like Chinatown. That was the one I always went to as a kid.
Yeah.
Parents, I guess, they tend to get places called, like, Lily Kai or
something. Yeah, Lily Kai is all right. I think it's a chain.
I didn't like their General Tso's chicken, and that is usually a bad indicator. Like, if you can't even do that well,
yeah.
I'm not into it.
Yeah. It's okay. It just always seemed a little too, like, almost like chain Chinese food. Like, everything seemed a little too cleaned up. I don't know. Something about it never.
I will go to fucking Chinatown. I will fuck up some Szechuan beef. That shit is good.
Not at 11:30 on a Monday.
Tonight, I won't. Nah, that's not gonna happen tonight, no.
Paul Wall's also the people's champ, so how we aren't having serious conversations about him in 2014 baffles me. That's a fair point. He's a good champ.
What metric do we use to decide that? Like, which people?
Was there,
like, an online vote? Was there, like, a poll somewhere? Is there a poll in the chat?
Chat poll?
Yeah.
Who's the people's champ? Is it The Rock or is it Paul Wall? And everyone said, I think it's Paul Wall.
How The Rock has fallen then.
See, now Gaspar is claiming the current people's champ is Ra the Rugged Man. I'm more inclined to believe that.
Paul Wall. That is a name I have not heard in a while. Ra the Rugged Man still out there doing Ra the Rugged Man shit?
I'm gonna say yes, because I have to believe that he is in order to keep functioning. I wouldn't be able to do what I do if I didn't believe that Ra the Rugged Man was out there somewhere saying something terrible.
Just terrible. Horrendous.
Sounds like it's, you know, in line with maybe the thunder and lightning we had last week. I guess it did some raining in town today. Fido here says giant storm is happening in New York, too.
Well, shit.
Yeah, I hope that.
Just the whole fucking country? Is the entire fucking country just covered by a giant storm cloud?
Yeah. That storm is hitting West Coast Canada right now. It's hella wet.
Aw, shit. I didn't know you like to get wet.
Yep. I do.
Is that sharp?
That is he busy.
PCP.
About what quick food options I would have once I get home. A handful of chips.
That's food.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. And then immediately go to bed.
Yeah, sounds right.
Order a pizza en route. No, I mean, even if I wanted to eat an actual meal right now, which I don't, there would be no pizza places at this point that would even still be open.
The Round Table always open late?
Round Table is gone.
Oh, that's right.
But also, no. The Round Table website would stop accepting orders at like 9 p.m.
Man. Insane.
Some, I think the same people that ran the Round Table opened up a different pizza place in that spot.
Right.
I've not tried their pizza. I'm thinking about it. Gone to a Kitty Pryde concert. No, I never made it to one. She played in San Francisco at one point. I think it was during E3 or something though. I'm not sure that I would have gone anyway.
Yeah, it's not like you're out there going to a lot of shows nowadays.
Yeah. With Danny Brown. No, that tour was not. I don't think that tour was with. When she was out with Danny Brown.
Thank you.
There are multiple people in here that have seen Kitty live.
Wow. Alright. How is she live?
Sounds like she's alright.
Alright. Good.
I feel like people don't talk about Danny Brown the same way they did a year or two ago.
I don't think I'm especially familiar with Danny Brown. I feel like I've heard you mention the name before, but I don't really know who that is.
Crust is top notch because it's essentially all salt. Yeah.
I got that pretzel crust pizza from Little Caesars a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
It is good, but it's...
It's salty?
It is salt, man.
See, I like salty things, so I might like that. I don't know. I just have a real problem ordering Little Caesars. First off, I don't think there are any Little Caesars pizzas where I live.
Yeah.
Even if there were, I don't know. I have a really hard time with the idea of ordering chain restaurant pizza when I live in New York, you know?
Sure.
I mean, any other situation where that just happens to be the pizza nearby, I'm not too good for it, but.
Yeah, the Little Caesars does not deliver in Petaluma, so it's like.
It's all pickup only?
Yeah. And because the pretzel crust is not their regular pizza, I feel like whenever I go, it's like, yeah, that'll be 10 minutes. And then I'm waiting 10 minutes for a $6 pizza that is only good when it, because it's the concept is that it's ready fast.
Right.
And sometimes 10 minutes feels like it is not fast enough for that. Gives you a chance to sit in the Little Caesars and ponder what you're doing with your life.
That you were waiting inside of a Little Caesars for a pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a question worth asking.
Real interesting pizza, go to Stockholm. I had bananas on pizza and it was delicious. What?
Alright.
Well, I mean, I like pineapple on pizza.
Yeah, the right other ingredients, it works. I'll eat a Hawaiian pizza. I'm banana. Banana, how do you get there? How does that happen?
just figured, you know, just slice it into the little...
Well, no, I get how you present it. I mean, I understand how it's placed upon the pizza. I just, like, what choices lead you to the point where you're like, what if I just put that on a pizza? Like, pineapple is kind of like a citrusy thing, so it's sort of it just kind of goes with it. Like, bananas... I mean, I like bananas, but... I don't think of, like, bananas and cheese going together well in my mind.
$9.99 prime rib dinner at the 101 casino.
Oh,
they're not a fancy, expensive casino. They're the shitty casino.
Yeah.
They'll sell you a cheap prime rib.
The 101 casino is where I assume you go when you want to get meth out in the back.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It never seemed like a nice place. They totally renovated it at one point. Like, it used to be, like, real crummy, like... You ever been to the bar at Cattleman's?
Yes.
Like, the whole place reminded
me of
that. Somehow,
yes, I have actually been at that.
The whole place kind of reminded me of that. Like, yep. It's got tables and stuff. It's like, you can eat here, I guess.
I want to say your current or former roommate was going to, like, card tournaments there at one point.
He was, yes. He was regularly playing. My former roommate was, in fact, playing in poker tournaments at this casino on the reg.
And it is the shittiest casino. I don't care if they renovated it.
So they renovated it to try to be like, now it's got a fireplace and it's all wood grain. And like, they made the restaurant specifically look all like fucking highbrow by comparison to what it looked like before.
Right.
And man, the food quality changed for the worse along the way, too.
Wow, that's impressive.
Because before, it was just like, it was fucking crummy diner food. It was just like, you want some mozzarella sticks? Fuck it, we got it. It's 2 a.m.
Yeah.
You're fucking
so does Denny's,
gambling at this
literally
fucking
the highway.
Super half-assed casino. Like, you probably want some shit food. And then now it's like, it's shit food, but they're trying.
Oh.
And it's way worse.
Oh, that's never good. Yeah, it's like, when I want shitty fucking late-night casino food, I don't want effort.
Nope.
I want it as slapped together as humanly possible. A prime rib, I'll go to Cattleman's, which is literally across the street.
I don't know, there's something about a casino fucking super cheap steak.
Shitty casino super, super cheap
steak. Yeah, yeah. Like, that to me is, like, that's very Vegas style of just, like, here's a fucking prime rib that's super cheap because, oh, God, please come to our horrible casino.
Please care about us. Someone. Anyone. Well, we made it home before midnight, Jeff. So there's that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, just in time for Destiny DLC.
Oh.
Shit goes up in an hour.
Good. Man, I have not even had a chance to try that fucking Hearthstone expansion yet. I know that shit's up now. I'll mess with it tomorrow. Maybe when I get back to New York, there'll be a studio. We can start recording stuff again.
Yeah.
That'll be nice. Thank you.
shutting it down.
Shut her down.
Oh, I'm going to take the fucking garbage out.
God damn. Oh, your life is hell.
All right. Whatever. We'll make it. Everybody have a good night.
See you in the morning.
See you in the morning.